Okay.
Let's get this fun time started. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the Fire Board Commission meeting at 3:00 PM on October 15th. Let's start with the roll call, please.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson?
Present.
Commissioner Martin?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Leonard?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Clasby?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. We'll now have invocation. Please stand with Chief Walker.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this beautiful day that you provided, for this opportunity to meet freely and to have a awesome meeting and to have such powerful leadership. We ask that you'll guide and direct them. We ask that you'll watch over our first responders and continue to have a safety hand over them. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join with the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, well, I guess we'll begin. I know all you people just didn't show up to hear the Fire Board Commission today. Must be something special going on, so why don't we get the fun started? And we will have proclamations and special presentations. We're going to start out with Chief Gonzalez, firefighter civilian employee of the year. Chief Gonzalez.
Good afternoon, Fire Board Chair. For record, I'm Assistant Fire Chief Brian Gonzalez. Today, we're going to be giving out an award that we give out every year. And it's one of my favorite awards, and I'm going to have Chief Cristaldi here with me to assist me in this award. I said, you know, this award is going to be given out to one of our civilians, and it is for the support staff of the year. And even though this civilian has only been with us with the district for a short amount of time, for about 3 years, she has had a huge impact on this with us here at the district. Several years ago, Chief Cristaldi begged us, we need a buyer. And we kept telling him he was crazy. And guess what? Chief Cristaldi was right. And I will tell you, she has had a huge impact. You know, the captains in the field, getting them where they need to be, making sure that they're buying things, dealing with our vendors, dealing with, you know, getting all the stations ready to go, Station 18, Station 20. She has just had a huge impact. And for that, I would like to say congratulations. And Kelly, you can come on up.
So, Mr. Chair, Board, just to give you a little background information on Mrs. Ernst here. When she was first hired on, she was brought in as a staff assistant. And I was immediately skeptical because she was so happy. And then I realized who her husband was. And he's right there. He's pretty amazing. One of our great paramedic engineers. So I was like, maybe that's why she's happy. And I used to joke with her that if she was any happier, I was going to send her for a reasonable suspicion drug test. Because she never had a bad day. And within a few weeks of just seeing how she worked, her organization, she had all the fundamentals. And we had posted for a buyer, and we got responses from people in the private sector. That does us no good in the public sector. So she had all the fundamentals. We were able to get her into logistics. And we have John Wallace, our logistics supervisor back there, proudly served our nation in the Army, and he's getting ready to retire soon. And he had a motto, the mission will get completed. And with her demeanor and her organization skills and her coming into logistics and working under Chief Walker and John has been instrumental in the way that we have overhauled and centralized our procurement purchases processes. And we are just so lucky to have her. And she's just absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Gotta be centered.
This isn't your world, Matt. Been in a beat it.
again, congratulations, Kelly. We as a board realize procurement is a big thing.
Yes.
And it can go terribly wrong really quick and cost a lot of money. So thank you for all that you do.
Mr. Chair, could I say something
yes,
real quick?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Kelly. Kelly has been part of the Christmas for Kids organization now probably since inception, 13, 14, 15 years. Kelly has been instrumental. Kelly and Jess handle the wrapping parties that we do each and every year, and a testament to her skill set. There is no doubt in my mind the Christmas for Kids organization is better because of her, and I just want to go on the record saying thank you for all you do, not only for us, the San Luis County Fire District, but thank you for what you do outside of that, and thank your family as well. So kudos and congratulations. You earned it.
Yes. Any other commissioner like to say anything?
All right, this next award, unfortunately, he couldn't be here today. He's out specking out one of our trucks. But we do want to go ahead and still recognize our Firefighter of the Year. We'll do something a little bit more in detail next month and while he's here. But our next award is going to be for Captain Shane Kozak. And we're recognizing him as our Firefighter of the Year for this year. I will tell you, Shane Kozak's been with us for about 28 years now. And hands down, probably one of the most well-rounded personnel that we have on the district. We're very happy to have him. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's EMS, whether it's fire, administrative, you start talking union talk with him, you talk anything with him, and this guy will sit there with the best of them and have those types of conversations. Not only that, just on the training grounds themselves, he's the first one to put his gear on. He's the first one to get dirty. And don't be surprised if you show up on I-95 on a call somewhere and he's the first one there. And he'll also be the first one to go get water, go get a tent, do whatever he has to do any time of the day. He's a huge asset for this district, and I am happy to say he's our Firefighter of the Year. And we'll do something a little bit more for him next month when he's here.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Promotions and recognition. I think most people are going to be excited about this. Chief Bashan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Two great choices. Congratulations to Kelly and Captain Kozak. So I think we've been doing this for a little while now, recognizing promotions at the Fire Board. I believe this is probably our largest group. These promotions being announced today, direct result of Station 20 recently opening. Also, some reorganization in this command staff, and also some additional staffing in operations. I'm going to start with the chief officers. Recently promoted, as I call your name, please join me up here, and we'll get a picture at the end. I'll start with the chief officers. Recently promoted to the rank of division chief, Michael Walker, Nick Wilson, and Wayne Boyer. These gentlemen are now officially part of the command staff, and each oversee a division within the fire district or some multiple divisions. So congratulations to them. Move on to the battalion chiefs, recently promoted, Alexia French and Andres Elizondo. We did have one captain promotion, unable to attend. That was Captain Ryan Bader. And moving into the recently promoted lieutenants, Nick Curry, John Wozar, Daryl Chibas, and Colton Rudd. And last but not least, our driver engineers. These are the These gentlemen and ladies that make sure we get to the calls safely and back and forth. So they have an important position. Andrea Irving, Anthony Lopez, John Duran, and Darian Rodriguez. And just real quick, I know I spoke to it before about promotions, but Mr. Chair, you mentioned the packed house we have today. So short of the division chiefs, every one of these positions requires a formal examination procedure. And it's a huge sacrifice that these ladies and gentlemen make to in order to be eligible for these positions. And the family members that are here today, they probably felt like they were studying for a test too. So a huge thank you to the family members for going through this with their loved ones, and congratulations to everybody.
Yes, no. Yeah, I don't like being front center. You guys can get one. I got something upstairs.
Yes, sir. I'll just turn my shoulder so I can see it.
There you go.
Get friendly.
So Chief is on, miss the name, Caden Wilson.
Yeah, just real quick, Mr. Chair. The lieutenants will be sworn in here in a moment by the district attorney. We do a swearing in with new firefighters, and then also lieutenants, the first role for supervisors. That's a separate swearing in. So, Ms. Sable.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear as. State your new rank. I will support the United States Constitution. All other legal authorities. And the rules and regulations of the fire district. I will dedicate my best efforts. For the greater good of our community, my fellow firefighters, and all fire district employees. So help me God. Congratulations.
If you would like to take pictures outside, Brenda will be outside for family photos. And once again, congratulations.
Congratulations to all and to the families that went through the process as well with your loved ones. Thank you, and congratulations to all of you for your well-deserved honor and promotions. So we will now have commendations. We'll have Chief Stefani. Yes, sir. We have special commendation. We will have the microphone.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, Fire Board, Chief. Today, I'm here to just introduce a crew from C-Shift. I'm a division chief for C-Shift, and at Station 11, you guys are well aware of the zone out there. It's pretty open, and I like to call it a switch. It's either on or off. So they're either going to no calls, or the calls they go to are really bad. And we always like to have a crew that can perform out there. And sometimes our emergencies come in different ways, not necessarily 911. Sometimes they come through other channels, and sometimes it's a benefit, sometimes it's not. But this crew on this particular day you're going to hear about, I don't want to go into too much detail because I think someone else would like to talk. They performed that day to the highest standard, as we always do. But it just so happened it's one of our own, and that makes it a little more difficult. So you're going to hear about that story, but I'd just like to introduce the crew from Station 11 C-Shift. Lieutenant Hutchinson, Driver Engineer John Mullins, Paramedic Joey D, Mikey Dean, and, oh, there he is, Keith Cantaline. Commissioner Morgan, would you like to say a couple words?
Commissioner Morgan. Come on up, guys.
You can't stand in the back.
Come on.
Where's Joe?
Wow. You going to start or you want me to start?
I'll say something. Okay. In a former life, I was Special Ops British Army. And so I've always seen the other side. First time in my life, I've ever been in an ambulance. To witness it firsthand, whew, amazing. This guy, whatever speed we're doing, shaking and going, he's putting IVs in me and going through the cabinets and I'm wide awake, and I didn't feel I was having a heart attack, as they will attest to, because I'm fighting them all the way, saying there's nothing wrong. But great, scary, and I think the best part was once I'm in and we're driving, and Jordan had taken control and sorted out my vehicle coming back, Joe has got the first printout. And I don't know who you were talking to, but you said, you see this line here? Here's where he's supposed to be. And now they're behind me. I'm like, Joe, I can hear you. So amazing. Never experienced anything like it in my life. And you guys, unsung heroes. That's all I can say. Go ahead.
So just to reiterate what it was, he was having some symptoms. And
married to you.
Oh boy, that's trouble right there.
You need a ride home?
We have more paramedics on duty. So he was having some symptoms, and of course he calls me and says, I'm not feeling too well. And he starts giving me the symptoms. Of course, then he decides to go on Dr. Google to find out for himself. In the meantime, what I did is I called the chief and didn't know that he wasn't even here in town. He was at a conference, and thank goodness I took my phone call, and I told him, no, he's in Okeechobee, I can't do this. Send me the address. No, it's okay, it'll be okay. Send me the address. I told him, I said, well, it's going to be Station 11, Shin Road. I said, so I sent him the address. And knowing that he was having a full-blown heart attack, of course, my husband says, I'm just going to go lay down for a little bit. Thank goodness he didn't. So I called him back to let him know rescue was on the way. And I can hear that he's driving. I'm thinking, what are you doing? Oh, I feel better now. I'm driving. Thank goodness while I'm on the phone yelling at him to pull over, that rescue is on their way. Jordan has his cell number and calls him. He listened to Jordan. He wouldn't listen to me, but he did listen to Jordan.
He was quite rude. He said, get off the...
I had told Dave, I said, if you make it home, I'm going to kill you. I said, you're not going to die of a heart attack. I'm going to kill you because you need to pull over on the side of the road. But it was an experience I hope nobody has to go through. The symptoms, listen to your body, especially if you're a man. Come on. If you're getting the pains, and especially the jaw pain, which was the first thing I'd ever heard, I'd never heard of that before. But special kudos to the team. And
keep it together.
I know, breathe. And to the chief for taking my calls and responding. And a special thank you also, I didn't see him here, Ryan Sapp, who happened to, is he here? Happened to have heard through the line that Dave was on his way. Everything happens for a reason. I didn't have a car. I couldn't get anywhere. And Ryan called me immediately and came and picked me up and took me to the hospital where I met up with this fine team that saved my husband's life. So I am so proud to be a part of this family. So thank you.
Brilliant job.
Where do you want to do it?
Well.
Yeah, okay, good. I don't know how you do it, yeah.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner.
Appreciate it.
Morgan and husband. And thank you, guys. Our family serving yours. And it's every day in this community. You don't have to be a commissioner. Have to be an elected official. When the tones go off, these men and women respond. And they deliver first-class service to all of the citizens of St. Lucie County. So with that, we say thank you on behalf of this board, and the community says thank you. So I'd like for this board to give them a round of applause for everything. It's serving our community day and night, 24/7. So thank you so very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I got a question for Dave now. You gonna listen to your wife now, Dave? I knew he was gonna say that.
I would, Mr. Chair. Dave's a dear friend, and Stephanie, I've known him for a very long time, and we get an opportunity to read spreadsheets and look at budgets and go through things. And out of the 65,000 call runs that we had each year and last year and then this year, in perspective, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. And I think it absolutely hits home now where it's not just a number on a piece of paper. And what we do as a board and what this amazing organization does truly impacts lives each and every day. And we are humbled to be on this board. We have an amazing organization, and thank you guys.
Well said.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to get into the business of the fire board. I know you guys don't want to stick around for that. So if your families, you want to exit, that's fine. I'll give you a few moments there, and then we'll proceed on with our agenda. Thank you for coming today, and again, congratulations to all of you.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
So they don't feel they're being rude.
Exactly. Yeah, isn't
it? Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
We get on with our agenda here. We're on the agenda item 7, approval of the fire board minutes. So I'll take a recommendation for our regular meeting September 17th.
Move approval.
Second.
Move probably approve that we approve the fire board minutes September 17th. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I'll take a recommendation for final public budget hearing September 17th.
Move approval.
Second.
Move probably second to approve those minutes from that meeting. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval. Second. The procedure agenda is printed. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. We have the consent agenda. Any commission want to put anything from the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval. Second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. We're now down to public comments. I think we're going to have our former city commissioner now. Construction engineer with walking this on. I think
old
I
man that. Retiree.
Jackwin.
Jackwin.
Jackwin and Sons.
He's building a lot of stuff in San
it's like,
County.
Yes.
It is. Welcome. Mr. Chair and Fire Board members, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today and share a little bit. A special day about family, right? Congratulations to all the employee of the year, and then, of course, those with their promotions. A huge congratulations from our family to yours, literally. And some of our Jackwin family here, my Jackwin family, Mike Jackwin in the audience, and Jared Modine, two names that have been around for a long time. And I don't know if any of you know this, but my brother actually is Shift B, Station 11. His name's Matt Johnson, serving here, and I think he's on his 23rd or 24th year. I don't know. I can't keep track, but he's getting up there. So. So very special to us, but I share and come with you to you with good news. But we do have, because of this time of year, looking into, not that we shouldn't celebrate family all the time, but moving into the holiday season and the holiday period, thinking about, you know, family, friends, loved ones. But we have a contribution to the Big Heart Brigade that's coming up, because I know that the district and the Big Heart Brigade serves the Treasure Coast community during the holidays and the Thanksgiving period. So I just wanted to share with you all that we are excited to, again, partner with the Big Heart Brigade group and all the great things that they do during the Thanksgiving season. And also to talk about water. And Commissioner Curtis Johnson and Mayor Hudson have always heard me talk about water. But I share with you, I think there was a flyer passed out. Jackwin and Sons is excited to, again, hold our annual lagoon cleanup. And we wanted to share that with you all and invite you to participate with us. It is going to be the headquartered at Little Jim Bait and Tackle on November 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're reaching out to, you know, local community partners. We're reaching out to our public schools. We're engaging some of our clubs within our schools to get them actively involved because, you know, water quality is so important no matter what seat, what hat. If we're here serving as a fire district member or, you know, local municipality or county government, we all do our part. We all have to do our part. And oddly enough, and I'll just share a personal story, and I've shared it with others before, but in seventh grade, my science fair project literally was water treatment, and it was water quality. And so since that day, when those teachers impacted me, those peers or those teachers and leaders, they impacted my life. And so I've dedicated my life to it. And I'm so excited to share that with you all. So we'd like to invite you on November 22nd to participate with us and get out there and have a good time on the waterways, a safe time to clean up the lagoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Any further public comment? All right, seeing no movement, we will move on with the agenda. Comments from the union rep? Union rep, so we'll move on from that. I don't think we have any public hearings. We're going to be down to new business. We have Chief Walker. You're up, sir. This is good news, I think. Really good news.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. I guess I can say for the record, Division Chief Michael Walker.
Yay!
So I did want to start off by saying that, you know, I work for Mark and Chief Cristaldi. And we kind of do the non-sexy things here. I haven't squirted a fire hose in 3 years and started an IV, but we do push some paper and try to create some processes. And one of the things I do working with him is working on grants. So we have some good news. The Staffing and Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER program, is a federally funded grant designated to help fire departments increase and maintain their number of frontline firefighters. It is a highly competitive program. Roughly 300 are made nationwide each year, and only about 100 of those are for hiring positions. On July 5th, we submitted an application, and I also have done this for the last 3 years unsuccessfully, and this is the first one that's been successful. And our last time we were successful with this was, I believe, 2012. We were informed on September 24th that we were awarded the grant. The total three-year project is valued at just over $6.6 million. FEMA will provide $4,084,278 in federal funding, and the fire district will contribute $2.5 million and change over a three-year period of time. The first 2 years is a 75-25 match, and the third year is a 35-65 match. This award represents a significant investment in our operational readiness and community protection, allowing us to enhance staffing levels, improve response capabilities, and reduce firefighter workload. Staff recommend that the Fire Board formally accept the FEMA Safer Grant Award.
You think this is controversial?
Second.
Yeah, this is amazing.
This is amazing, Chief, and thank you, staff, for really getting into this and putting us in this opportunity. So, with that being said, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We look forward to the onboarding of many new firefighters as a result of this.
Mr. Chair, if I could,
yes, sir.
I believe Chief made a comment that it's not sexy. I got to tell you, getting $4 million is pretty damn sexy.
This is sexy.
I agree.
Absolutely. All right, comments from the fire chief.
Yes, sir. It's a really great day, right? I mean, we got to see a lot of promotions, a lot of things. I think God has a way of stepping in sometimes. And, something I guess I thought Stephanie knew, Commissioner Morgan knew, but. After I hung up the phone with her, Ryan Sapp called me, right? So, and he's talking about some union thing or whatever, and I go, well, where are you at? And he's like, I'm over off 25th Street. I said, do me a favor, hang up, call Stephanie Morgan, and I think she needs some help. So, but I didn't do that, God, right? So somebody stepped in. All that kind of worked out, wasn't in St. Lucie County, close enough that we could make that call, and everything just worked out for right, and just somebody intervened.
Awesome. By the way, he made it to Bluefield Road in St. Lucie County when he was driving.
Yeah, I think I told you on the phone too, to tell him to get.
Yes.
Chief, you want to discuss or you put something in front of us and comment on that?
Oh, the org chart?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, it was from the board's review and
right.
Ultimate approval.
Yeah. Just want to make sure there's a call out, make sure the board knows.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, if you were to talk about the positions, ultimately what I did is made three promotions to division chiefs that were prior battalion chiefs. Prior administrations, they were always division chief positions, and I do what I've done since I've been chief is try to get people acclimated to a position before I really give them a full. They actually do the work. I just don't give them pay. I guess is what it comes down to. All three of them have more than earned it, and I'm very proud of the administration as a whole, and especially those three guys. So, all right.
All right, Clerk Treasurer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just wanted to share October 1st is the start of our new fiscal year. And with that, it's the third year of our current collective bargaining agreement, union contract. And included in that was a 3% COLA, which is going to affect with next week's payroll. Just wanted to share that information with you and everybody that's out there. Why next week instead of the last paycheck? It's just the way the pay periods fall on the first workday in October is hitting next week's check. So that's already processed and ready to go.
District Attorney.
Nothing additional from me, thank you.
Board members, we'll start on the far end. Any board members wish to make any comment?
No? Well, you know I am.
Okay.
If you have a chance, read the letter of the commendation. I didn't read it down on the dais or at the podium, because I know you all can read, but it was a life-changing experience, and
I have to agree with the chief. Everything happens for a reason. I was supposed to leave early that morning to go to a conference, mm-hmm. and got delayed and, well, canceled because I didn't go. But and then with Ryan reaching out and taking me because I didn't have a car at the time. So everything does happen for a reason, and it's pretty amazing. I just wanted to mention about we all attended. We were all there for Station 20 groundbreaking. Ribbon cutting, duh. We were probably there for the groundbreaking, too.
We were.
There's nothing better than a groundbreaking than a ribbon cutting. So it was a great day, and I did get to go on the first two calls, actually, with rescue there. And I will say that I cannot wait until all the preemption lights are done. And I know Port St. Lucie is working hard. Thank goodness made it a priority for this year because we got stuck there at Village and Gatlin Tradition, whatever, at that intersection, and it's like cars just freeze. They won't move, they don't go, and it took a while to get through there, and it was for heart issues. So it was interesting to see how important this preemption lights are. So I look forward to those being completed, and congratulations to the entire family on Station 20 and looking forward to next year, early next year, with Station 19 coming on. Thanks.
I was just going to say, if you haven't attended the Indian River Lagoon cleanup, you definitely should. Missed it last year, but I've been the previous 2 years. It's always well attended. You get a really nice shirt. Now they're stuck doing it. You see how we do that up here? So definitely hope to see some of you out there. And then also it was great to see most of you at the Little Feet auction. It was great, very well attended. Though I will say next year I do expect DZ to harass the people more. He didn't make it to the back of the room. I was so disappointed. But that being said, I walked away with a really nice puzzle piece, art piece, and I know Jacqueline and A&G and Remnant, everyone walked away with good stuff, paid way more than I did for my piece, but again, enjoyed it as I do every year, so it was great to see everyone.
Good. So I really enjoyed our station grand opening, Station 20, and the Del Webbers have officially claimed Station 20 as their own. If anyone didn't know that already, it is on their Facebook page. They call Station 20 theirs. They call it the Del Webb Station. They are such great residents in our community. I can't think of a community that does more and get more involved in our city than the Del Webbers. So just wanted to share that because they're so excited. And they were there that day. A bunch of them were there that day. What I call their leadership, so to speak. So everyone's very happy. So thanks to all. And I know we're planning 21, so very excited about that.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that was a great day. That was a great day. And I'm glad I finally found it. It was easy.
Glad you found it, too.
I went to the breakfast this morning honoring a lifesaver, and they honored a young man. I think he said his name was Johnny King. Is that right? Is that right? Captain King. Yeah, for field training. Excellent. Very humble young man, but who's achieved a lot. So, and thank you, Michelle Backus, for always doing that and honoring a lifesaver. It's very, very nice. And also, I want to chime in, and I think Chair Johnson will also, too. We found the money for the preemption, too. And so 46 intersections in Fort Pierce are being Woo-hoo. Worked on as we
Woo-hoo! Great.
I took a page out of Mayor Martin's book, and I just kept nagging until
hey,
they said,
hey, that's what you got to
do
alone. Right, Steph?
Be alone.
We're very good at nagging, so. Exactly. So yeah, do I, really,
exactly.
But.
Exactly, right? So that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Chief Langle, kudos to you and your team
yes.
for getting that done. I know we put you under the gun, and you did it. And we're very proud of that Little Feet event. Exciting. I'm sure Brenda will come up here and give you the final numbers, but a little insight, I want to say they raised over $65,000, the most ever.
Awesome.
Organization. And Mike, thank you for being on the phone. I know you couldn't be there, but you had great representation sitting next to you, so he did a fine job. He did look a little nervous, by the way. Yeah, when we got past 8 or 9, but I believe he had some directive as to not let the other table get it, no matter what it cost. Proud to be part of that event, and we got Christmas for Kids coming up. But first, we got Big Heart Brigade, and we're going to be a little. This district's going to be busy, and I want to say thank you for the support that we do get from the chiefs, from the district, and the firefighters as we move forward.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. So I just want to close a couple things. Commissioner Leonard kind of hit it. We're getting into the holiday season, right? And so as we, go about doing what we do as a fire district, there will be men and there will be without. We have challenging times right now. And so I want to thank command staff and all of the inline employees for what they will do when the tones go off, but more importantly, how they go beyond and serve and make sure that people have some nourishment or kids have Christmas. It's going to be very, very, very important this year as we get into the holiday season. So I look forward to working alongside staff and wrapping gifts and all of the fun stuff and seeing those bright smiles of our kids in our community. The mayor hit it well. We found the money for Fort Pierce to make sure we're part of that. And we want to make sure that we're making sure that we can not impede traffic but move people through. And lastly, the lagoon cleanup, as happenstance would have it. I was actually on the lagoon today with Mr. Kubiak taking a tour, looking around out there, and it's pretty clean, but there's still some work to be done. I didn't quite get onto the islands and berry and stuff, but I'll be there, and it's more important that we continue to serve this community and everything that you do to make sure our lagoons are in great shape, because we have a great asset in the Treasure Coast with our lagoon, waterway, area. And I came away inspired today, Mayor, so just be prepared on Monday on all my recommendations.
Super. I'm for them, whatever they are.
All right. It's a great opportunity there, and so we want to make sure that we partner with the county and the cities as you guys are growing and building stadiums and you're growing west. They're going to recreate on the water and spend money there, so we want to make sure we work together going forward. And thank you all. Thank you for the full board participation. We're all here. We don't have any excused absences. So I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned at 3:42.
Very.